HarperCollins presents Race to Imagination Island by Mel Taylor Besant. Read by Joe Jameson. If you can dream it, you can do it. Walt Disney. Prologue. Many moons ago, an astronomer, a poet, a princess, and a pirate stumbled into a magical land. The astronomer observed the skies and stars. The poet dreamed his visions to life in words. The princess was an inventor with bold ideas and an eye for numbers. And the pirate was an explorer of the deepest oceans and scavenger of the seas. These four did more than just observe and dream and invent and explore. They imagined so deeply that real magic stirred within them. And they found themselves transported to a place where anything they thought of came to life. They called it Imagination Island, and they were its first four protectors. Others imagined their way to Imagination Island over the years. But time took its toll. All too soon, its protectors grew old, and the magic was in danger of disappearing. And so, a race was devised to ensure the island's survival. A race to find four new protectors. That race starts now. Chapter 1. Splat.
They're saying there's just one light stream left. Just one light stream left.
Oof. Luca flew through the air and landed on the ground with a solid splat. A group of burly teenagers, who had been blindly checking their phones for updates, landed on top of him.
Watch it! One of the teenagers yelled. Wanna look where you're going next time? Another shouted.
One of the largest boys kneed Luca in the ribs as he scrambled up.
Trying to follow us, were ya? He growled. Thought you could use our intel to find the last light stream.
No,
this scrawny thing thinks he has a chance of going to Imagination Island,
one of the boys yelled. The others laughed, circling Luca like ravenous dogs.
How old are you anyway? You know you have to be at least 6 years old to get to the island, right?
Luca's entire body shook.
I'm 10.
He managed to croak. The boys howled harder.
No way you're 10,
one of the other boys said.
You'd snap in two if I sat on you.
Luca kept his nose to the ground, closed his eyes tight, and willed a nearby puddle to swallow him whole. He hated being shouted at. He hated being ganged up on. And he really hated people noticing how small he was for his age. His heart pounded. Were these kids about to beat him up? Would his siblings come back to save him? Would he lie there for so long he'd dissolve in the rain? He squeezed his eyes tighter and tried to slow his breathing. He knew he was being... what did his dad call it? Irrational? Away with the fairies? Childish? But he couldn't stop the thoughts from coming. Would these teenagers kidnap him, take him to their secret hideout? Would they give him a special potion that numbed his brain so he didn't feel anything when their pet grizzly bear's sharp teeth tore through his skin? Luca tried to remember what his mum told him to do when his thoughts took him to these wobbly places. Ground yourself in the real world. Plant your feet on the ground. Breathe slowly and focus on one smell or sound in the air.
Luca!
A voice shouted from the top of the hill.
Hurry up!
Luca peered through his eyelashes. How long had he been lying there?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?